Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Beyond Common Business Secrets. I am your host, Tracy Watserino. Congratulations for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. I value your investment of time, and I do not take that lightly. And today, on this episode, we are diving into unlocking time and freedom, why it's more important than ever. So in the everyday life that we're living, you know that we have designed Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. If this is your first time here, we welcome you. For those of you that have been with us a long time, thank you for being here every week. Here's the thing. In Beyond Common Business Secrets, we share the behind-the-scenes stuff that not everybody's talking about. And here's the thing. We like to dive into what it really takes to be successful in today's fast-paced world. It's sort of like thinking about it like unraveling the mysteries of what it truly takes in this fast-paced world. This is so important that we carve out time to create more joy and have the opportunity to enjoy more freedom, both in our everyday lives of running and operating our business and in our just everyday life of living and enjoying our time, right? So today we are diving into what I'm kind of breaking this up into a few segments. So the first is like the time crunch. It's like one of the things we talk about all the time is like that idea of not time. So if you need to get stuff done, put your headphones on and get chopping your vegetables, get out and get a walk, do what you've got to do. You need to block out everybody around you at work and get some motivation, whatever it takes. Just know that in today's hyper-connected society, time seems to be slipping through our fingers faster than ever before. So with the endless tasks, responsibilities, distractions, all the things that are vying for our attention, social media, kids calling your name, you know, all the things. We have endless amount of tasks. Everything is vying for your attention. And it's really easy to feel overwhelmed and strapped for time. But what if I told you that reclaiming your time is not only possible, but it's actually essential for your success? So a few years back, one of the things that I started doing was really optimizing my net time. So that is, hey, I'm in a course, I'm learning something new. I will listen to the content while I'm chopping vegetables, getting the kids breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever I'm getting together for them or, you know, for our whole family. So that's that time. I also do a lot of walking. And when I go walking, it's like my husband and I connect. It's our time for connection. We have no alone time at this stage of our kids being the ages they are. They have more energy than we do. So we go on a walk early in the morning before anyone else is up. And this is our connection time. It sets us up so that when we have the opportunity to go on a date, we can get into being really connected and really present and having feelings of being romantic quickly. What was happening for us was that when we would finally have time to go on a date, we just like were miles apart because we were only talking about logistics and life and stress and the kids' schedule, finance, just all the stuff, work stuff, finance stuff. It was never a very deep, meaningful conversation. And that was the thing that we appreciated most about our relationship. So I think it's been about 4 years now. We made a pact that we would walk every morning. And this is how we choose to carve out and invest our time. And it has worked wonders for our relationship and for like our mental health. So this is like when we can find things that have a huge net return, go all in on that, right? And we have a free masterclass that is all about how to create more time and enjoy more freedom. So if you haven't registered yet, I highly recommend that you register for it. And this is something that we go deeper into these things. Another thing is that, you know, when you're thinking about what's most important to you, like one of my personal drivers is freedom. So you need to ask yourself, what is yours? Because how you carve out your time is going to be really important. So what's the foundation, right? So to me, freedom is not just some luxury. To me, it's the foundation upon which true success is built. In my first business life, I was chasing success, but it was someone else's definition. And at some point, I suffered absolute burnout, breakdown, fatigue, health problems, relationship trauma, all sorts of things, all sorts of traumas, because I was chasing the wrong version of success. I was kind of following what everyone else said was successful. So maybe this has happened to you. And if you are one of those people, it's like, it's not too late to wake up. You don't have to change businesses. You don't have to change jobs or careers. You can turn it around. I did actually make all the changes and turn this around when I was still in the beauty and cosmetic industry. When that happened, we became super successful and got really, really systematized to where I really didn't have to be there much. And then, then things just, you know, shifted again. What ended up happening for me was that I got a call, you know, the call from something bigger than myself to go global. And it was one of those things. For the longest time, I never really imagined myself selling my in-person, very successful salon company. But when it was offered, the timing was divine. I was launching, I think, my second book. It was just perfect timing. So the thing is that you don't have to make a huge change unless you want to. If you want to, then by all means, like, you can. I just want you to know that when you start unlocking what creates more time freedom for you, you get to decide. That's the whole point, the freedom to choose what is most important for you. So whether it's freedom to pursue new passions, spend time with your loved ones, create a hobby, or simply enjoy life's pleasures. Like, I have a client that says, I just want more naps. It's important to her. Awesome. We carve out time-saving strategies for that. So prioritizing freedom, your own choices of freedom, is what living a truly fulfilled and purpose-driven existence is all about. And that's what's super important. So think about what, you know, like, you have to step away from everything. Sometimes the plates are all spinning and you think, I just don't have time. So a few years ago, I read a book called The Big Leap by Gary. I can't remember his last name. I'll link it in the show notes though. So the thing is that in The Big Leap, he talked about this one thing was stop telling your, like, so it's like, here I am doing all these positivity things, but I was still saying, oh, I'm so busy, which was making me feel like I couldn't meet deadlines for new courses we were creating, for books that I was writing. I was always coming up short because something would happen, the team would have a challenge, or there'd be a struggle at home. So it's so interesting. When I took his advice and stopped saying that, stopped looking at it like that, and instead adapted the mindset and philosophy of, I have all the time in the world to get done everything that I need. I have all the time in the world to fully realize all of the dreams that are important to me. And when I started coming at it through that lens, I was able to get really crystal clear clarity on what my vision was and what was most important to me. And it's so funny because all the different things I had done with vision, it was clear, but there were these little road bumps that I essentially had been creating. I was manifesting those. And once I started not saying that anymore, it changed everything. So when someone asks, hey, do you have time to do X, Y, and Z? Like, can you come with me to a party? Do you have time to help me out with, you know, something, any project? Or if the different charities that I volunteer for, if they need like an extra day of me doing something else, I will absolutely see if it's in alignment. And if it's not, I will let them know specifically, I am not available, and I will give the exact reason. It's not in alignment for me. I have a basketball, which has been the thing lately. My son has been in all these amazing basketball tournaments. So that's been, but I will not. So I will say, we have basketball tournaments all day. I have no idea what the timing's going to look like. So if it's something I really want to do, I'll just say, can you invite me the next time, or whatever that looks like. If it's something that doesn't align, I will just say that it is out of alignment. Or, oh, we have the basketball tournament. And you just have to know, like, you have to know the level of relationship. But here's what I will not do. I won't just say I'm like that blanket statement that I'm busy, because it creates this perpetual cycle of being busy. So this is something that it's almost like I wore it like a badge of honor. And it's so ridiculous because I'm like, it was the opposite of what I wanted. From the day I started my very first business, I have always looked at business as, how can I solve this problem so that it positively impacts people, create something that serves the greater good in benefit of sort of the whole collective of humanity, and then like have some peace about it. Like, I've never created anything that needed sort of me to shine. Like, it's almost like I've just always looked at it as, I would be a guide to, you know, lead you there, or, you know, walk alongside of you. And that's just how I've created everything. Never from the standpoint of having to be there. So it's like, there are some people that you might know that you want to be in your business at your happy place. So you will look at your freedom lines a little bit different. So I encourage you to get with an accountability partner, a coach, and really map out, what are the things that like drive you? Like, what are those purpose-driven key metrics for you? That's going to be super important, because that's the only way you're going to really get to optimizing any of the strategies, like for time mastery. So when you look at the importance of time and freedom, let's explore some of the practical strategies for reclaiming your time and enjoying more freedom. So when you want to enjoy more freedom in your lives and inside your businesses, there's almost like you have to create space within your business for you. If it's just you, you still have to think about, how can I carve out time to work on my business instead of in it? Because when you're just working in it, you have the blinders on. And then the same thing is, you're growing a team. You want to carve out space that you, along with your team, can work in the business, right? You're working in it together, you're collaborating, but you also need to carve out some strategic time where you're going to collectively work on it. And this might be just every quarter, bringing in your top leaders and asking some questions about, you know, it could be during their monthly professional development meetings. This, when you're small, this doesn't have to be a big to-do, but the knowledge that you're going to gain from a few strategic questions are going to quantify your time saving so much, because sometimes leaders, we have this big vision and we're like out running miles ahead of everybody else. But like my dear friend and mentor, John C. Maxwell says, if you are a leader and you are, you know, off running after your vision, going strong, and you take a look behind you and you're like, oh shit, no one's with me, then my friend, you are just taking a walk. So you need to look at it through the lens of, as you are starting out, sometimes we think like, oh, it's just me, I got to do all the things. And you, yes, that's true. You will wear many hats. And it's that funny saying of, I had this dream vision as an entrepreneur. I couldn't deal with the 9 to 5. Like, oh, it's too, I don't want that. Only to leave your 9 to 5 and trade in a 24/7, right? So there is this level that if you don't get a hold of your time and really decide what's important and make some key decisions, it will get a hold of you and you will feel the snowball effect that you are absolutely hustling 24/7, and that is not healthy for anyone. So that's the thing. It's like, get clear around this. And this involves using different time management techniques. I use a lot of time blocking and I have a superpower of grouping things together where I can get tons of content done quicker than most people because of the way I group it together. And this is some of those strategies we dive into inside of my programs, but we really dive into this inside of the CEO Power Code. And it really is about grouping together what's your like core genius and how can we group things together so that you can do more in less time. It's not so much about what you're doing. It's about what needle doesn't move, right? Because if you're doing a bunch of this, like one-off running all around and no judgment, friend, I've been there. And I see so many clients do this all the time, and we can make a couple of shifts and everything changes. So here's the thing, if you're one off and going after all this stuff, but you're not consistently getting the results you want, then hey, something's out of alignment. We maybe just make a couple of changes and then it doesn't feel so heavy. But I don't want you to think that, oh, well, I'm going to stop doing this and start doing all these new things, because that's not always the case. Sometimes it's tiny little shifts that will optimize and maximize your time so much more efficiently, even though it's counterintuitive. Like to sit down and write a list and at the start of the day, if it takes you 20 minutes, it seems like, oh, I could have just got into my day. But I'm telling you, we'll save hours upon hours of mistakes, of, you know, just wrong turns. You know, it's like taking a wrong turn in your business. It's like, essentially there are no wrong turns, but if you're really trying to get to this place of efficiency and really carve out some freedom, these are the time management techniques that you really want to look at. And I know that time management is always the buzzword, but I have to tell you, friend, I look at this more through the lens of, this is a life management problem. And we need to learn how to make decisions, learn how to set boundaries and prioritize. Because when you decide within yourself that everything is important, then you'll be confused and you won't know what to do. And that will end up being procrastination, which is everyone's least favorite word. It's like the ugliest word of entrepreneurship. So when you decide that everything's important and you don't prioritize things, you will not know what to do. So you'll start procrastinating. It'll be ridiculous. So understand that everything cannot be important or nothing is. And this involves you getting clear boundaries set up, prioritizing. It will really help you uncover anything that you're taking action on that isn't delivering, right? So when we start taking action, you'll go, oh, wow, I found an easier way to do this. And then you take control of like, okay, now we can make this a system in my schedule. Okay, I know no matter what, even if I have 12 dozen projects that are incomplete, I have to, you know, leave at 3 o'clock. Say that's like what your schedule is. 3 o'clock, you have to go pick up your kids. Well, then you work within that time constraint. And here's how you know, like, you know, this is true. It's like as true as gravity. So even if you don't believe in it or understand the science, if you take your pencil right now and you drop it, gravity is going to make it fall. We can't argue with that, right? So here's how we know that optimizing and all the stuff that we teach inside the CEO Power Code is going to save you 10 hours or more every week. How we know this to be true, we do these masterclasses all the time, how to create more time and enjoy more freedom. Here's the thing. When you are about to go on vacation, you get tenfold more things done in 2 to 3 days before you're leaving, correct? So when you operate from that level of efficiency, clear decisions, you know, everything can get done quicker, right? So that's the type of certainty that you need to look at stuff. Like when you're that clear, it produces the certainty, right? So it's like we focus on clarity and then the certainty comes from that clarity. So when you look at it that way, it really allows you to create a schedule that's really powerful, groups things together. And sometimes when I start working with a new client, whether it's one-to-one or inside one of our programs, I ask them to turn in a timesheet. And it's kind of like, do not leave anything off, no matter how crazy or over the top it is or breaks. There's no judgment. I just have a really keen way of helping guide you so that you can see what needs to be grouped together, because I see these patterns. It's sort of like, oh, this connects with this and it'll knock down this domino. Oh, wow. You can make 10x more money and save 10 hours. It's a magical thing. So that is the type of attention to detail that you want to have on it. So remember, even if we are going after a specific financial goal, we're chasing a area of our business that is primed for growth and ready to expand and blow up, and it's going to be so amazing, I want you to remember that time is still the most precious resource we have, and how we choose to spend it ultimately is what really determines the quality of our lives. We will always have the opportunity to make more money, but we are not guaranteed time, right? We are not guaranteed time. So if you are somebody that is looking to maximize your time so that you can grow and scale your business while still creating a life that you love, you want to truly take control of your life, I strongly urge you to join us inside the masterclass, How to Create More Time and Enjoy More Freedom. And if you really are ready to dive deep, join us inside the CEO Power Code. These systems and strategies are like those under the surface. Like it's beyond, let's organize this. Sometimes when we just go at things from a tactical, here's the skill, we are not going to get the same results as if we work under the surface. Like we work a little bit under the surface, we are able to 10x our results. And that's the type of strategies that we are working on, things that are more in alignment to you and customized to you. So I hope that you find this helpful and know that when you carve out time to work on yourself, right, on your business, you will 10x the growth of you and your business, because your business is direct, like the sort of financial gain of your business is truly in direct correlation to how willing the business owner, you yourself, are to growth. So know that these are never wrong turns. These are all about growing and scaling in a way that is truly in alignment for you. So as always, we wish you beyond common success, joy, and happiness. And absolutely cannot wait to hear from you how these strategies work as you test them out. The thing is that whether you're going from first putting in your first, like, oh, I'm going to have this strategy where I'm going to mark off this section on my calendar, all the way to true boundary setting and prioritizing what's most important, whether this is your first time doing that or it's your 12th time and you're doing a refinement, We know you're going to have results. Please share those with us on social. You can share them in our community Facebook group or with me on Instagram at TracyWattSereno.com. And you can also share them in the comments below wherever you are listening to this podcast. As always, my friend, we are so grateful that you are here. Congratulations on being here and getting this little dose of support from Beyond Common Business Secrets. And we will see you on the next one. Take care and have the most Beyond Common day. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSereno.com. Remember, beyond common growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.